Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about an upcoming CPR training and the arrest of a man accused of threatening and intimidating Missoula public officials. It's Monday, February 17th. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. Montana wildlife officials are investigating the illegal killing of elk and pronghorn in Park County. A Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks statement says game wardens on Thursday found three cow elks that had been shot from a road south of Livingston and their meat left to waste. About a mile away, nine pronghorn were shot from the road and left to waste. FWP officials say blood trails indicate other animals may have been shot. A nearby landowner reported hearing gunfire early Thursday morning. Officials are asking anyone with information to contact FWP's Livingston office or the state's poaching hotline, 1-800-TIP-MONT. A federal jury has convicted a 34-year-old Montana man on criminal charges linked to a drug trafficking ring that authorities say brought several hundred pounds of methamphetamine into the state. Nicholas John Montano of Billings was found guilty following a three-day trial on drug distribution and conspiracy charges. U.S. District Judge Susan Waters said Montano was to remain in custody pending sentencing June 24th. He faces a mandatory minimum 10 years to life in prison. Defense attorneys did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Since 2002, Billings healthcare providers and emergency responders have been teaching life-saving cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, to the general public for free. And they are doing it again on February 29th. Kay Erickson reports.
Everyone needs to learn CPR, says Jason Mahoney, a CPR trainer in Billings and one of the organizers of CPR Saturday.
Those folks that go into cardiac arrest outside the hospital, less than 1 in 10 will survive that. And a lot of that, we know, is tied to the fact that there aren't enough people that know CPR to be able to provide that treatment immediately once it's recognized.
CPR is used to revive someone who's stopped breathing or whose heart is stopped. Mahoney says the technique has been simplified over the years and almost anyone can learn. He says anyone who hesitates about the mouth-to-mouth breathing can still provide chest compression.
If you're not fully prepared with some sort of barrier device, you don't want to do mouth-to-mouth on a stranger. So studies have shown that there's still a lot of efficacy in just simply providing chest compressions.
Stop the Bleed classes are also being offered in conjunction with CPR Saturday. The class teaches basic life-saving training in bleeding control principles on providing immediate frontline aid until first responders arrive. Mahoney says if attendees learn CPR and stop the bleed, they will be much more a lifesaver than when they walked in. The trainings are February 29th at the Billings Clinic Mary Alice Fortin Health Conference Center. CPR Saturday is free for the general public. Certification courses are offered at 8 a.m. and at noon and cost $50. This year's event is being held in honor of Christy Deckert, who had been helping organize CPR Saturday from its inception in 2002 until her death last year. For more information or register, go to our website, ypradio.org. I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News.
A Billings police officer was injured and a 14-year-old boy faces an attempted deliberate homicide charge after the teen reportedly struck the officer with a vehicle during a traffic stop. Police say an officer was giving commands to the occupants of a stopped vehicle early Saturday when the driver accelerated and drove straight at officers. The vehicle struck a 35-year-old officer, causing serious injuries that required surgery. The vehicle crashed nearby and all six occupants fled on foot but were apprehended. The investigation continues. A man accused of threatening and intimidating Missoula public officials was arrested this week and made his initial court appearance Thursday. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports on a case of alleged harassment that's forcing public officials to re-examine the delicate balance of freedom of speech and public safety.
Missoulian Brandon Bryant has for months been a regular at local city council meetings. But Bryant's behavior during the public comment section of a council meeting last November...
My name is Staff Sergeant Brandon Bryant, and I will be speaking until I'm done.
...raised red flags for council members. Bryant, an Air Force veteran who says he suffers from PTSD, vociferously opposes the city's tax system that helps fund city redevelopment and infrastructure projects. He says it's siphoning money from taxpayer pockets, gentrifies neighborhoods, and displaces working-class residents. He opened his comments that November evening by characterizing most Missoula City Council members as traitors before launching into a parable about the rich taking advantage of the poor. A warning for listeners, it quickly escalates to hollering.
Do you understand that story? You are the rich man!
You're not going to yell in this chamber, sir, or you're not going to be able to participate in the
meeting. You need to understand, mister.
Sir?
Point of
what you have done.
You need to rant.
You have sold out this community.
I'll adjourn the meeting and we'll...
That's fine. Because you have wrecked...
We will adjourn the meeting.
...the trust in this community.
We're off until we can calm down.
And with that, Mayor John Enken temporarily adjourned the meeting until order could be restored. Some of Bryant's supporters on social media describe him as a patriot who's being censored by local government officials. Not so, says Missoula Deputy County Attorney Matt Jennings, who says that sort of outburst puts city officials who have to weigh public safety with freedom of speech in a bind.
Freedom of speech is critically important. Certainly people have a right to comment to their city council or engage in government. However, there are lines that can be crossed. And when you threaten somebody's life or their safety or that of other people or their families, that's illegal under Montana law.
That November incident would not be Brian's final encounter with the council. Last month, grasping a boken or wooden Japanese training sword in council chambers, he criticized one of the city's taxing mechanisms as an imperfect tool.
Just like if a sword is made incorrectly, it doesn't protect the people that use it and need to use it for terrible means. This tool that you have at your fingertips, if you do not use it correctly, it will end people's lives in ways that are worse than death.
Yeah, I was chairing that meeting, and honestly, I would handle things differently if I were doing it again.
Missoula City Council President Brian Von Losberg.
Folks were uncomfortable for their safety. What was going through my mind was that a person had brought an object like this up to the podium and identified it as a weapon, and I was having difficulty tracking the distinction that he was trying to make about it and its use.
Von Losberg says he should have immediately adjourned the meeting. As a result of that incident, police officers are now stationed at the council's Monday and Wednesday meetings. Von Losberg then discovered what he describes as disturbing YouTube videos featuring Bryant. One is titled, "I Would Be Justified in Going on a Killing Spree." In another, Brandon Bryant promises to eliminate people over the next year. He rails against those he feels have wronged him, including city officials, former Air Force colleagues, and a woman he describes as his lost love. That video and others like it prompted Von Losberg and his council colleagues to alert city police. According to charging documents, Bryant told responding officers he made the videos to get a response, but that they were posted by someone else trying to make him look bad. A few days later, Missoula police referred the case to the county attorney's office. Brandt was arrested Tuesday and now faces a felony.
He was charged with one count of threats or improper influence in official and political matters, essentially for making the threats against city council members.
Again, Deputy County Attorney Matt Jennings.
The maximum penalties for that charge are 10 years with the Montana Department of Corrections and or a $50,000 fine.
Missoula City Council President Brian Von Losberg suspects cases like this one are deterring too many citizens from participating in their local government. He says even before the Bryan case, public policy debates in Missoula were more frequently devolving into personal attacks during public meetings.
There is a reason that we make attempts to avoid outbursts and, you know, cheering and clapping, and sometimes it's inevitable. But part of the reason that we do that is everyone, regardless of their position on an issue, should feel comfortable in their community coming up to the podium and expressing their views.
Von Lossberg notes recent U.S. history is rife with angry, disaffected young men making online threats and following through on them with tragic consequences. While that did not happen in this case, Missoula Deputy County Attorney Matt Jennings says that type of speech creates a greater gray area for when law enforcement should take action.
A lot of the stuff that we're seeing is on social media, or they are videos, whereas the statutes may have been written decades ago to deal with sort of a different type of incident. And I think it's something that we, as a society, and I hope the legislature specifically does take a look at to make sure that we can find ways to stop violence before it happens, rather than trying to understand why it happened afterwards.
Brandon Bryant is currently in the Missoula County Detention Center. His bail is set at $100,000. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.